We have so much in common, you know? It's so refreshing to be with someone who finally gets it, who finally understands. It all started while I was browsing the internet one day, looking for porn. It's always been hard for me to find good porn, like just the right thing for me to get off, you know? My friend told me she listens to audios, like porn audios, where people pretend to have sex with you, and sometimes they really are masturbating or having sex. Those are her favorites. I listened to a few, but I wasn't all that impressed by the men grunting into their microphones and girls crying out in fake orgasms. I was just about to give up. Until I found you. The first one I listened to, I clicked by accident. Or maybe it wasn't an accident. Maybe it was fate. The first thing that struck me about your voice was how soothing it was. Like a classmate you always sat by, or a neighbor you could always turn to. Like warm caramel. I barely listened to what you were saying. I just let your voice wash over me. And when the sexy parts started happening, I had to turn the audio off. It was too much. It was too intimate. I left it alone for a few days. But I kept thinking about it. That voice. That amazing voice. My curiosity soon got the better of me. I put my headphones in and clicked play. It started over again, so this time I really listened. You were dating me, we were together. I could see the whole scenario in my head. We were happy. And when we had sex, it was perfect. That was the first time I came because you told me to. And now that number is too high for me to even guess. Tens, hundreds, thousands even. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. After that first audio, I just had to listen to every single one you'd done. And now I'm your number one fan. You'd taken a hiatus a while back, and I listened to all the ones before that. The quality wasn't as good, but it didn't matter. Hearing it just made it clear how far you'd come. You did some PTAs for a stretch, said it was for your mental health. I hope you're feeling better. Life can really be tough sometimes. I completely understand what you're going through. It's really nice to know there's someone out there who goes through the exact same thing I do. It got to a point where I couldn't come without your voice in my ear. I could listen to you for an eternity. I left detailed notes on all your posts so you'd know how much each of them meant to me. And every reply left me absolutely spellbound. The words emitted from your lips, maybe for everyone, but the ones from your keystrokes were for me and only for me. You did an AMA, and I've listened to it every single day since you posted. You answered all my questions. The one about what you looked for in a date made you laugh, that beautiful laugh. It was good to know the laugh in your audios is genuine. I would scroll endlessly on Twitter, liking all your posts. You're so funny. People don't tell you that enough. And I was so, so happy when you followed me back. I DM'd you a thank you, and your response was so sweet. You're always so sweet. I was walking on a cloud the rest of the day, the rest of the week, really. And the pictures you posted were the best. I've always had a weakness for hands, and you like posting yours often. Gripping different objects, making silly gestures with your fingers. Sometimes you like to wear rings, and I try to do the same when I can. You even liked a picture of my hand once. It was on a mug. I was ecstatic. I've pictured those same hands touching all over me. My face, my hair, my chest, my stomach, around my throat. I know just what it would feel like when you squeeze there. I especially love when you grip your cock through a blanket or your pants. Those pictures alone have given me a few extra orgasms, though not nearly as strong as your voice. Your voice does everything for me. What would your cock feel like on me? Inside of me? I can only imagine. It must be really big from your pictures, I can tell. I lay in bed and imagine what it must feel like. Listening to your audios, I can almost feel it pumping in and out of me. It drives me to the brink as I imagine you on top of me. Me on top of you. How beautiful we would look entwined together. All of your pictures are great. That time you wore a suit, and when you painted your nails. I like all your novelty glasses and the pictures of your food. You've shown me so many great recipes. And your eyes. If eyes are the windows of your soul, I can tell we are going to get along. Lips, nose, ears, hair, all so beautiful. I can only imagine how gorgeous all those pieces must look when put together. Trust me, I have. The Patreon was a good move, I thought. You have a great voice, and you deserve to be paid for all your hard work. I've been subscribed to your highest tier since day one. All the extra content is very much appreciated, but I do worry that you're pushing yourself too hard. I hope you're taking time for yourself. And you're on Discord nearly all hours of the day, but almost never post in your own server. Who are you talking to? Is it that girl you've collabed with a couple times? Five, if we're counting. You were even on her podcast like 3 times, and you streamed with her. She's not good enough for you, you know. The two of you are just too different. It would never work. I'm getting off track, I'm sorry. The point of me sending you this is to let you know that I understand you. Listening to you talk, I can't help but agree with everything you say. Everything you like, I like. Everything you need, I need. We are completely compatible. And now it's my chance to show you, baby. I know you've never thought of me that way, but I know you'll see. You'll understand. I love you.